So good evening, everyone. So as my role, so in the monastery, we used to talk. I used to talk to people after lunch, and of course, I cannot have all sorts of problems that people used to come to me and tell the problems. And one of the things that I noticed that there are many people that lack of this self-confidence. They have the confidence in themselves. I come across people that are really, they're so talented. They're really, to me, like they're really genius. They know everything. They're really good at many, many things. They can play piano. And then, but when I start to talk to them, I realize that they really have very low self-esteem. And you keep telling them, no, you're really good. You're really good. Actually, I really mean it. That they're really good, you know. I say, you're very talented. But this reason, no. I don't think that I'm good, you know. They have very low self-esteem. Because they always think that they're not good enough. Then I was really surprised. I said, no, you're really good. But I think they don't believe what I said. They think that I'm just maybe trying to, you know, make her happy. Please that person, you know. Oh, you're really good, you know. But really good. I'm not telling lies, you know, because sometimes, like, you know, I don't praise people, like, you know, I'm not a flatterer, you know, just telling you that how good you are, but actually deep down I don't mean it, you know. Then it's not very good, isn't it? Like some people, they just simply praise someone, you know, but deep down they don't mean it, you know. So then I realized that, oh, I'm really shocked. Like, it really struck me that, like, you know, it's people like so talented, you know, so intelligent, so smart, and they don't think that they're good enough. They even have very low self-esteem. They have no confidence at all in themselves. But actually, confidence in oneself actually is a very important quality, especially in spiritual practice in this path. Because if you haven't got the self-confidence, you would think that, oh, no, what point I'm going to practice? I'm not going to get enlightened anyway. I can't do it, isn't it? You when you lack of that, you know, and you can't, because this is a very important quality, that, you know, first of all, you have to have the confidence in oneself that, yes, I'll be able to do it, you know, I have the potential, you know. But if you haven't got that, it's very difficult, because this is one of the spiritual faculties, you know, the confidence, you know. Because when you have the confidence, you feel inspired, especially inspired by yourself. And when with the inspiration and then the faith come, you know, then, you know, then you feel happy, isn't it? When you have the confidence, how do you feel? You feel really happy, and that helps us to arouse the energy. When you have the energy, when you feel happy, isn't it? When you have lots of energy, you feel happy. When you're happy, how do you feel? You're more alert, isn't it? Your mind is brighter. You know, you feel bright, you feel alert, you know, and that's how, you know, you develop your mindfulness, because your mind is really bright. And because of the brightness, you know, you have the clarity, you know, then the clarity, because you have the clarity, you have the wisdom, because your mind become really peaceful and calm. When your mind is bright and happy, you know, you'd be able to stay still. So that's why, actually, it's very important qualities that ones need to develop. It's okay, even at the moment, we haven't got this confidence in oneself yet. It's fine, you know. Actually, we can develop that, you know, all these qualities. No one born that, you know, you're perfect, you know. Even the Buddhas, you know, he's had to practice many eons, lifetime, in order to get enlightened, you know. He's not that he's a special being, you know. No, he just, because of he take up the practice, because he put into practice, because he walked the path, you know, they say he got enlightened. So they say it's a very important quality. So the Buddhas mentioned about the three concepts. I'm better than anyone else, you know, or I'm as good, or I'm worse, I'm terrible, you know. There is a strict conceit. If you think that you're terrible, you're good for nothing, it's also conceit. That's how you identify yourself, who you think you are. So when someone have this, when we talk about the confidence, it's not the confidence come from the big ego sense of self. And this kind is the ego come from without the senses, the confidence come from the without the sense of self. You have the openness. If someone, you know, have this conceit, you know, that I'm better than anyone, I know everything, you know. So actually you're not open. Your mind become, you become very narrow-minded. You're not open, isn't it? Because you close yourself off. If you think that you know everything, actually you close yourself off. You become very narrow-minded. And the most scary thing is that when you have that, you tend to lock into your own views. You think that you know better. And you won't listen, isn't it? Because, and then you have, you don't have the openness. The Buddha mentioned in the Dhammapada, he said that, let yourself be open, you know, then you will make your life easier. It's just like a spoon of salt. If you put in a glass of water, it's become undrinkable. And if you put a spoon of salt, you put in a lake, it's unnoticed, isn't it? At all, you know. So that's why, because when the bigger the sense of self, the ego, you think that you know everything, you become very narrow-minded. And you get angry easily, you get upset easily, isn't it? If someone tell you that you're no good, if someone have big ego, how do you feel? You get angry, get upset all the time because you get so narrow-minded, you're not open. And who is the one who suffer? We are the one who suffer, isn't it? Because we are not open. And we cannot handle if someone said that we are no good. You know, because we're supposed to be the one that we know everything, we are really good. And that's why, you know, this is the on the overconfidence side, you know. Some people on the lack of confidence, no confidence at all. But this one is overconfidence when you have big ego. And there was a genius, confidence genius. It reminds me, there was a confidence genius, you know. Then he wanted to make a bet with this idiot. So he said to the idiot, I know everything. You can ask me any questions. I can answer you. If I can't answer you, I can't give you the answer, I will give you 5,000. But you ask me any questions, you know. If I ask you any questions, if you can't give me the answer, so you give me $50, you know, $5,000 to $50, you know. So then the idiot said, okay, yes, you know, why not, you know. So he asked the first question he asked the idiot, he said, what are the 7 continents in the world? And then this idiot, I don't know. So give him $50. So then the idiot said to this confidence genius, so now my turn, I'm going to ask you. So, what animals with 2 legs sleep with 3? So this confidence genius think, try very hard and try to search, you know, for the answer. He couldn't find the answer. So he said, okay, I lost it. Then he hand over 5,000 to the idiot. Then he said, by the way, what was the answer to your question? Then the idiot give him $50. Sometimes, you know, there was a saying, you know, that, you know, people think that they're so smart, you know. And then there was a saying that, you know, and those people, you know, they think that they're clever, they can outsmart. That sometimes they've been deceived by their own cleverness, isn't it? Sometimes we overconfidence. We think that we know everything. Then we are not open. And then sometimes we lock into our views, you know, and then we not be able to think outside the box. We become so narrow-minded. So it's not, and when we talk about confidence, we not refer to this kind of confidence, you know. This kind of confidence come with big ego, have no wisdom. So another type of, this is with the because of, it come from the superiority complex, you know, a big ego. And another one that's you lack of confidence because of low self-esteem. You know, you have no confidence in oneself. And normally when someone have no confidence in oneself, they feel insecure. They constantly think that they have to depend on things outside them. They feel secure. Like for example, some people think that only if I become more beautiful, I'm go for plastic surgery, you know, then they feel confidence if they become, you know, prettier, you know. Sometimes ago someone said to me that her friend want to go for plastic surgery so that she look prettier to attract her boyfriend. So I said, oh, forget about it, you know. If her boyfriend like her because of her face, you know, then eventually the boyfriend will get fed up, you know. I tell you, even the most beautiful, you know, Miss Universe, you know, the most beautiful woman in the world, if you look at them every day, I tell you, they become ordinary, isn't it? You know, nothing special. It's just like the food, you know. The first time you taste, wow, so nice, so delicious, you know. You try to have it every day. Can you have it every day? You can't, isn't it? So I said, you know, because people think that they rely on something outside to make them feel secure. They said sometimes people try to find security in relationship, or maybe I have lots of money, I build up all this, you know, I have lots of money, then I have the confidence, you know, I feel good. And recently I heard someone said that she only feel confidence when she with her phone. So go back, you know, she will draw all the curtains, you know. Then she said, my phone have to be with me. Then I feel safe, you know. Rely on the phone. She said, somehow I feel safe with the phone. What happened if the phone doesn't work, isn't it? What happened, no signal? You never know, you know. And she said she feels safe. I remember my one of my relatives told me that her daughter-in-law, she said the first thing get up in the morning, and she went to the toilet also, she's holding her handphone with her into the toilet. Like, can't live without, you know, because you so rely on that, because you think that the object outside us, you know, is that we feel secure. That's why I said, no wonder nowadays they have waterproof, you know, handphone. So in case they drop into the toilet bowl, so, you know, it's still okay, you know. And this remind me, yeah, people everywhere, she said that she has to have a phone. And I have someone, even my sister told me, her son, he said, I'm so worried about him. He go to bed, he put the handphone here. He go to bed, and then each time my sister will see it, she will take it away. She said, I don't know what happened if I'm not around, who is going to take the handphone away, you know? Because she put here. She go to bed, she put here, you know? And that's why I said, now so these people, last time people worry about not enough food to eat, but now I think people worry about no Wi-Fi, isn't it? No Wi-Fi, they worry about no Wi-Fi. there was a guy, you know, he went to a public toilet, so he went in there. And then the moment he sat down, then he heard a voice from the next cubicle. So, how are you doing? And he said, okay. Oh. Then he was a bit embarrassed. He said, okay, I'm fine. So, then he said, what's your up to? So I'm doing the same as you're doing, sitting here, doing what you're doing. And then he said, can I come over? Then he was a bit annoyed. But I'm a bit busy right now. Then the guy said, look, listen, I have to call you back. The idiot next door, you know, keep answering my question. So sometimes you're in the cubicle, someone start to talk, they're not necessarily talking to you, they're on the phone, you know. And sometimes this is how we rely on things outside us to gain it, because we don't believe, because when you have low self-esteem, you have no confidence, you don't believe that you'll be able to do it, you lack of that confidence, you think that I need something outside, I have to rely something outside. And some, like for example, people have confidence in the guru, to look for guru, you know, look for the teacher. I know someone, you know, that search for the guru, you know, they go to Sri Lanka, they search all the guru, you know. After finish Sri Lanka, they will go to Thailand to look for guru. After finish Thailand, they go to Burma. Constantly they look for the teacher, you know. You cannot rely on the teacher, isn't, because they don't trust, they don't believe themselves, you know. They lack of that confidence, they constantly look out, they're thinking that, you know, that they have to depend on someone outside, you know, something outside, because they think that they're unable to do it, they need other people, you know. That's why some people, they attach to the guru, to the teacher. The teacher can only give you advice. The teacher can only give you an encouragement, isn't it? That's all. But ultimately, you have to do the job. You have to develop those qualities, you know. They can't do it for you. They said, how to develop these qualities, this self, to have this self-confidence? They said, first of all, you have to come to a place of acceptance. Because sometimes we're unable to accept ourselves. We think I'm terrible, you know, I'm really no good, you know, that I'm not perfect, you know, I make mistakes, I make terrible mistakes. And we're not able to accept oneself. That is a very, because to come to a place of acceptance is not easy. You know, I remember many years ago, that more than 10 years, there was a lady, a woman, he come to stay in the monastery that time, more than 10 years ago. And she's a very, very nice lady. And, you know, most people like her, you know, even some of our supporters also like her, you know, she's very hardworking and very, very, very quiet person. And then on the day her birthday, early in the morning, we all give her a blessing. So send her good wishes, give her, you know, birthday card. And then one of our supporters sent her a fax telling how wonderful she is, you know, and how inspiring she finds her. She couldn't handle it. She was really in tears. She just cried and cried. And then she went back. She packed her thing. She wanted to leave. Because she couldn't take the praise. She think that she not deserve it. She cannot deserve. She find that she's not good enough to deserve all the praise, all the blessing. And we ask her, don't go. And she really crying, you know. Then, you know, sometimes it really struck us, you know. It's not that she being told off. It's not that we tell her that you're terrible, you know. We're telling her off. I think maybe we tell her off. We said that she good for nothing. She won't leave, you know. Because she think that she's really good for nothing, isn't it? Because she really... She has so much self-hatred towards herself that she could not even think that she deserved any praise, any good wishes, a lot of self-hatred. And then we said, no, you wait for the taxi, don't go, stay. You know, we asked her not to go. She said, no, I have to leave. She cannot handle, she was really crying. And it's really struck us that, you know, if she been told off, if she been criticized, you know, she can't handle, and then she leave, we still be able to comprehend, you know. But someone with, like, you know, love of, you know, kindness, you know, everybody so kind to her, she can't even deserve all the kindness, you know, that we give her a blessing. We say, you know, we celebrate her birthday, telling her that she said, no, I have to leave. And then no matter how hard we try her, no, maybe you stay for another day, see how you go. She really packed her thing. She really walked out from the monastery. And we tried to look for her, and then we can't find her, she left. And you see, that she got so much, she could not be able to accept oneself. They say sometimes that, you know, that people to accept themselves is not easy to come to a place to accept. It's okay. You know, it's okay to make mistakes. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes too. So we learn from that, isn't it? We make mistakes. Yes, okay. We learn, you know, that okay, next time we don't repeat the same thing. But of course, sometimes people repeating the same thing, they want to have a different result. Then you never learn, isn't it? But, you know, you learn through that, you know that you investigate, okay. If this is going to cause me suffering, you know, I'm not going to repeat the mistake again. I'm not going to do it again. Because sometimes people repeating the same mistake, repeating the same thing, then they expect to have a different result. It will not have different result, isn't it? Because you're doing the same thing, same action, you know. It's just like, it just remind me there was a lady, this woman, he ran into a red light. And then he's got a crash, he ran into a crash with another man. So the whole, both of the car demolished, you know. But neither of them was hurt. So this woman, she crawled up from his car, you know. Then he was said, wow, he said to the other man, he said, wow, you see, it must be a sign from God, you know. That, you know, you see, our car, nothing left, but we remain unhurt, you know, that must be the sign from God that we should meet, you know, and we should meet and live together in peace, you know, for the rest of our days, you know. Then the man, yeah, I agree with you completely. Then after that, look, my 75 years scotch didn't break. Surely God meant for us to drink this vintage delicacy to celebrate our good fortune. So he hand over the bottle to the man. The man, okay, yeah. So he opened the bottle and then he drank half of the bottle and then he passed it, he handed it back to the woman. And the woman take over and then he put the cap back. Then the man asked him, aren't you having some? No, I'm waiting for the police to come. Then some years ago, Adam ate the apple. So man never learned. Sometimes we don't learn, isn't it? We repeat the same thing again and again, and then we hit the wall so many times we don't learn. That's why it's okay. It's okay that we make mistakes, but we learn, you know, we learn from that. Make sure we don't hit the wall again, you know. And if we repeat the same thing, what do we expect, you know? You know, that's why it's okay to make mistakes. That's why to develop this, first of all, you have to come to the place of acceptance. It's okay to accept oneself. It's okay that I'm not perfect. Just to be honest to oneself. Honesty is important. Because the more honest you are, you are more open. And less fear you will have. Because you will not have this anxiety about being, you know, exposed or reveal yourself. Isn't it? Like those people lack of confidence, they try to cover up themselves. You know, they're very secretive, they try to cover up themselves. But if you're someone honest, you know, this is who I am, you know. Because of you have the confidence that this is who I am. You have the confidence that when the more honest you are, so it's naturally you will have the confidence in yourself. You're not afraid, you know, to make mistake. You're not afraid, you know, how people look at you because you have the confidence in yourself. Those people lack of confidence, they try to cover up. And I've seen people like, sometimes you just ask them, you know, you just try to clarify. They quickly say sorry. Sorry, sorry, sorry. And Papa Paula said, oh, I shouldn't do it. Actually, I'm just want to try to find out, you know. I just want to clarify that they have so lack of confidence in themselves that, you know, that the first thing that they were, you know, apologize. And they try to cover up. They think that, oh, yeah, you know something, you can see something in me, you know. They try to cover up, you know. And that's why this is how, because because you're not honest, you know, with yourself, you know. Because that's why we deceive ourselves as well, you know. It's okay. So that's why it's not easy to come to a place of acceptance, just to be honest about oneself, that yes, it's okay that I'm not perfect, it's okay that I make mistakes. It's okay that I haven't got all those qualities. Is this yet? Isn't it? It's yet. We can develop all those qualities. All we need to do is just put into practice to develop some quality. It's not that we don't have. So that's why you have to come to a place of acceptance and then honesty, to be honest about oneself, to be honest about how you feel. Because sometimes we deceiving ourselves, we live in denial, we don't want to admit that this is how we feel, you know, because we always have an idea who we should be, because again it's come from the three concepts, you know. Then we are not accepting oneself. We think, you know, that's why this is because of we not be able to accepting oneself, you know. Then we are not honest, isn't it? We're just lying to ourselves. So it's okay to be honest. That's why this is honesty. Truthfulness is one of the spiritual qualities the Buddha mentioned. Because when the Buddha talk about honesty, it's not about, you know, lying to someone, you know, the truthfulness the Buddha talk about, this quality. Actually, it's on a more refined level that we are not deceiving ourselves. How many of us, we deceive ourselves, isn't it? We deny. Sometimes we see things, you know, we say, okay, you know, I don't, you know. We try to pretend that it's not there. And it's very difficult to come to a place of acceptance, to accept who we are. So actually, when we be able to accept oneself, actually it's being kind to oneself. It's being honest with oneself. So you have that quality of honesty, you know, kind. You know, when it's just like a mother, the love, unconditional love towards the children. No matter who the children are, they love them as they are. Because they are the children. It's okay, no matter what you have done, who you are, I love you as you are. That truly you, this is how you love yourself. And this only through that you develop these qualities, you know, to be honest, you know. And then accepting oneself, honesty, and also, sorry, accepting oneself, honesty, and also you are not denying because you're okay. And acceptance is also kindness, being kind to yourself. And then trust. To be able to trust oneself is important. And then that's why the trust, be able to trust oneself also is help you to be able to trust others. You know, it's important to trust others. I remember some years ago, and someone, I was there, someone asked my son a question. Because my son is someone that he's confidence in himself, and he's not afraid to go up to the stage and express himself and sing and whatever, you know. He's quite, you know, he said lots of confidence in himself. And someone asked him a question. He said, the person said to him, I was there, the person said that I'm really inspired that you have the confidence in yourself, and how can you do that? So, and then I was there, and then he said to me, my confidence comes from the trust from my mom, because I trust him. Whatever he do, even he make a mistake, it's fine. Sometimes you have to let him find out himself. You know, to try to stop him, you know, don't do this, don't do that, you know. So because of the trust that my mom in me give me the confidence in myself, I feel confidence. Because if you keep telling them, don't do this, don't that, you know, then they also feel like they can't do it, you know. You know, I have someone that because they don't have the trust from the parents, you know, and then she can do it. You know, something that is very simple, because she wasn't allowed when she was young, can't do this, can't do that. And she was so happy, so she was so inspired. Oh, I can do this, you know, even simple thing, because she wasn't allowed to do. Because it's too protective. The parents protect, you know, afraid that, you know, try to protect them, overprotective. Sometimes you have to let them to experience themselves. To trust them. It's okay even that make mistake. It's okay, you know. Then he got the confidence in himself, you know. Like some people, because they're afraid of making mistake, they don't even dare to try, isn't it? Because they're afraid that if they make mistake, they've been told off, they've been criticized, so they don't even dare to try. That's why it's so important that it's okay to encourage them. That's why I keep telling him that, you know, even I said it's the most important, honesty. If you make a mistake, you just let me know. So that honesty is much more important. That it's okay that you make mistake. No one perfect. Even I make mistake, you know. I wasn't born as a parent, you know. Some people think that once you become parents, you know, or mother, you know, or father, then naturally you know how to bring up your child. No, I don't. Who knows? You're not born as a parent, isn't it? You think that once you become a parent and automatically you know how to... I don't. I learn as I go along. Of course, I make mistakes. If you ask me now, you know, then I will do it differently. I will definitely tell you I do it differently. But that time, I was on that level. I only know that much. I only can, you know, I can only do what I know. I can do something that I don't know. So no one is perfect. Even I'm not a perfect mother, but I'm trying, you know, I'm just doing my best. So that's why it's important that you know that you have done your best, you do your very best. That, you know, that, that's it, you know, that you've been honest about that, you know, and accept that. Then when you have this, you know, acceptance, you know, then you'll be able to forgive yourself easily. Because I find that many people find it very difficult to forgive themselves. They find it easier to forgive others, but not themselves. I said, yes, I was like that too, you know, when I was a lay person, I used to be a perfectionist. I really beat myself up, even a slightest mistake, because I want to be really perfect, everything perfect. So I can't even bear the small mistake that I have made. Then I get very upset with myself, beat myself up. You know, so that's why be able to accept oneself is not easily, and then it's easy. Then I find myself, but I can forgive others so easy, but why can't I forgive myself? Then later I realize that actually come from my big ego, because my ego is that because I'm better than anyone else. So then other people make mistakes is okay because they are not as smart as I do. You know. And that's why sometimes is to look at oneself, actually sometimes it's not easy when I first look into myself and see that the big ego, you know. And I find it very difficult to accept, but take me a while. I'm really struggling, you know, and try to deny that. But when the moment I accept that, yes, I do have big ego. Yes, I do it, you know, with, you know, whatever, even sometimes the kindness behind the kindness also, that I want someone to like me. But when I come to the place of acceptance, accepting myself that I'm not really, you know, like truly that kind, I'm not that truly that compassionate, you know, then I started to forgive myself easily. Before that, very difficult. Of course, it takes me a bit of time because I try to deny that, you know, so I'm this is, you know, but, you know, this and that. But it takes a bit of time to really come to a place of accepting oneself. Then the forgiveness comes easily when you be able to do that, to be honest with oneself. Yes, let's face it. I'm really not perfect. Let's face it. Yes, even I'm kind to other people because I want people to like me. You know, it's okay. You know, even my kindness is not that pure, but I'm still not doing something bad, isn't it? You know, even though I'm not come from the place, you know, my loving kindness is not like the Buddha's enlightenment, you know, that, you know, unconditioned, truly unconditional. It still come with the sense of self, come with that, you know, that motive is still not that pure. But at least I'm still doing something good, isn't it? I'm still kind, you know. So that's why it's that to be able to come to the place of acceptance, then forgive myself, you know, to forgive oneself. And that is helped you develop that you started to have more confidence in oneself, that it's okay. And that you will not, it's fine that even sometimes people, you don't bother that how people look at you at all, you know. That's like, it's important. Like, so I remember someone asked me, you know, that, don't you worry when you give teaching and you have this Q&A, and if someone asks you questions, if you don't know how to answer, how do you feel? I say, if I don't know, I say, I don't know, you know. I say, I'm okay. I say, you know, if people don't like my talk, fine. If you find it useful, you take it, you use it. If you think that it's not useful, the moment you walk out from here, you throw into the rubbish bin. You know, I'm okay with that. If you know, if how many people can benefit, it's okay. If one benefit is still okay. If people think that, you know, okay, if people, you know, complains, okay, I don't want Member Hasapanya to come here to give talk anymore. Fine, I just go back and meditate, you know. It's, for me, it's win-win situation. Because sometimes of our big ego, we just concern so much about how people look at us, how people think about us, and, you know, then this is the, because come from the sense of self, the ego. So to let go of that is not easy. It takes time, you know. So that's why, you know, you have to develop all these qualities, you know, being able to come to acceptance, you know, being honest, you know, be able to trust yourself, you know, be kind, and the forgiveness, be able to forgive oneself. And then you'll be able to let that go, you know. It's okay to completely accept who you are, to completely love yourself as you are, then we can practice generosity, you know, be giving, being kind to others, you know, and, you know, being of service. Because when you do something good, you feel good about yourself. When you reflect on that, you feel good. You know, when you do something good, like the Buddha mentioned in the Dhammapada, he said, if you be able to do some good before we leave the world, is sweet. You know, sometimes when do something good, we feel good about ourselves, isn't it? Then this is how you arouse, and when you have this, when you're happy, you have confidence in yourself. You arouse that. You know, that's so important, that, you know, that to have this self-confidence. If you don't have self-confidence, it's very difficult to walk this path, because it's one of the important ingredients. If you think that I can't get enlightened, you know, so what's the point of practicing, isn't it? Forget about it, you don't have to practice, you know. So that's why this is important qualities, you know. So I keep telling people, you know, I think most of you might know that the story about one of the severe killer, Angulimala. So whenever he kills someone, he will cut the finger, he will make a necklace, he will hang here, make into a necklace, you know, he will hang here. So I said, any of you have done that? No, isn't it? But Angulimala can get enlightened. Of course we can get enlightened, isn't it? So the Buddha said, that really inspired me when the Buddha said that he said, if the teaching that I give, you know, that if people put into practice, if people listen to my teaching and put into practice, if they're unable to get enlightened, I will not teach. Why bother to teach, isn't it? So he said, no, each one of us, we have the potential to get enlightened. We have the potential in us. We have the knowing. We have that wisdom, you know. So that's all we need to do, is just to put into practice, you know. That is to develop these qualities. It's okay that at the moment we haven't got this quality yet. It's just yet. So all we need to do is to put into practice. So as you put, it's a gradual training. As you start to, you know, start to accept yourself more and more and more, you know, as you develop that, then you can see that you build up your confidence in yourself, and you find that you're happier and happier. And that is a gradual training. Then you feel that you're more confident in yourself compared to where you used to be, you know. And this is how it's a gradual training. It will not happen overnight. So it's very important that these are the qualities, to have the self-confidence in oneself. So once you have the self-confidence, it helps you to arouse the energy. Because you feel good about yourself, isn't it? Then so you arouse the energy. So when you have energy, you have joy. You feel happy. When you have lots of energy, you feel happy. When you feel happy, your mind becomes still easily. Become peaceful, calm down easily. So when your mind becomes peaceful and calm, you have more clarity. So that is that is the wisdom, you know. So that's why this quality is a very important quality. So if you have no self-confidence, it's difficult, you know. We don't bother to practice, you know. So that's why it's important that, you know, to really start from ourselves. We don't rely on others. We don't rely on the guru to rescue us, you know. You know. So Buddhism is Buddhism is a DIY religion. You have to do it yourself. Okay? So you have to put into practice. So it's not that for you to just study, and it's not Buddhism is not a philosophy. So Buddhism is a religion that you have to put into practice. It's a DIY religion. So I offer this sort of Dharma reflection. May this teaching be a benefit to all of you. Okay. So any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? Okay. How do you balance low self-esteem and overconfidence? Because when you have low self-esteem and overconfidence, actually you can feel that it's the openness, you know. Of course, sometimes it still come from the sense of self, you know. When you have low self-esteem, you're thinking that you are not good enough. So to balance that, actually you have to practice, you know. You have to, first of all, you have to practice present moment awareness to be able to stay, to understand oneself. You know, because if you don't see yourself like me, I can, you know, slowly this is how I develop. I started to see, you know, when I started to develop my clarity, I'd be able to see, you know, because it's very difficult to balance if you're unable to see yourself, you know. First of all, you have to develop some clarity. You have to be of clarity to be able to see yourself first. Because if you're unable to see yourself, it's quite difficult. I remember when I first saw that, to see myself, like, you know, that big ego. And actually, I was really shocked. And I find it very difficult to accept, but it takes time, you know. There's no, actually, you know, there's no like a recipe, you know, that I gave you, you know, and then you get done with. No. Actually, you have to keep build up, you have to develop your clarity, you have to practice, you have to follow the 8-4 path. Then when you have more and more, you start to have clarity, then you'll be able to see your certain pattern. If not, we keep reinforced like automatic pilot, you never come out of it. That's why sometimes ago, someone asked me the question, how do I come out of this? Everything is conditioned, like just automatic pilot. So how am I coming up? How can I come out, you know, from my conditioning? I said, you can't. I said, unless you have developed your clarity, you need to see your habitual pattern, certain habitual pattern, because it's very refined. Without clarity, you can't. You know, that's why first of all, you have to be able to see that first. That's why whenever you see your own defilements, if you see your certain a tendency, some habitual pattern, sadhu, because you need to have wisdom in order to see your own defilements. It's very difficult to see your own defilements. That's why if you see your own defilements, sadhu, that is the first step. You'll be able to see that you don't even know that you have this habitual pattern. You don't even see yourself. How are you going to change? You can't. You know, when I first see myself, I find when I first started to see myself, you know, to understand myself much more, it's very uncomfortable. You find it very difficult to accept, you know, that you being a big ego, even whatever you do, you have that underlying, you know, that motive, you know, want to be like, you know, not pure, you know, but it's okay. But it takes time. It takes some time to be able to see that. Then only you be able to balance if you are unable to see that, you know. So from Singapore, what is the root of self-hatred? The root of self-hatred is come from the low self-esteem because you don't like yourself. This is the self that I don't like because it's terrible. I don't like. I hate this self. I want the other self because each one of us, you know, we have an idea of who we should be. I should be one that's really loving, kind, compassionate. Oh, this is horrible self, you know. So you hate that, you know. You're not accepting who we are. So we that's the self-hatred come from because we don't like this self. Discontentment arises before confidence. Yes, when you have contentment, then yes, you will have confidence in yourself because you become peaceful, you're happy. You know, when you feel happy, you have confidence, isn't it? When we are happy, we have confidence. It's come naturally, isn't it? When we do something good, when you're happy, contentment is the highest happiness when you have the happiness. You feel confidence when you're happy. Do you have confidence when you feel miserable? You don't, isn't it? So when you're happy, so you have confidence. So this is three questions. Okay. So any more questions or comments? Yes.
So I get the pitfalls of having too big an ego or not having enough confidence. But I think you mentioned as well the third was seeing yourself as equal to others.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything wrong with that? That seems pretty innocuous.
Because of sometimes we tend to have like we try to compare, and then that I'm as good, you know. And how come, you know, that person got promotion? I don't get promotion, you know. And then you have anger, you're not happy because rather than you have rejoice, oh, okay, how good it is, this person, you know. Because this is come from the ego as well. Because how come you get better, you got promotion? I think I'm better than you, you know. But rather than, oh, how wonderful it is, you rejoice. Like the in Pali, mudita, you rejoice in the good fortune of others. You don't have the jealousy. Because sometimes this because also is come from the ego. Because you think that I'm as good. How come you got better, you know, your treatment or you have promotion that I don't have? But if you don't have that ego, you're happy. It's okay. You feel you're happy for others when they, you know, you don't have the jealousy. So the bigger the ego you have, you know, you jealous. You say, how come, you know, I'm as good. Why this person got promotion, I don't have promotion. Or they got raised their pay, but not me, you know. But rather than, okay, wow, sadhu, rejoice. So that is also ego. So is that answer your question? Okay. So I think there's some questions at the back.
I don't know if you've already touched on it, but I'm just wondering how do you go about getting rid of your ego? It's pretty complicated.
Actually, you can't get rid of anything. Actually, you can, because because when you try to get rid of anything, actually that is the
sorry,
that ill will, then you're not accepting. That's why the ego only come from accepting oneself, come from letting go. So accepting itself actually is letting go. So it's okay that we feel like that. It's okay that I'm not perfect. You accept. Accepting itself is letting go. A lot of people don't see that. We can accept that, yeah, I feel, you know, I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel, you know, it's so unpleasant, it's okay. Sometimes I feel depressed, sometimes I'm grumpy, it's okay. So when we accept things as they are, actually it's letting go, we allow things be. Because actually, if you allow things be, it will subside by itself. You know, that's why sometimes people think that, oh, having depression is a problem. If you let depression be, it will subside. Anything arises, it will pass away by itself, isn't it? Even unpleasant feelings is come and go, but the problem is we interfere so much. So there's a lot of people, you know, they constantly running away from present moment awareness. Even they have pleasant feeling. Then people have said to me, how come I run away from pleasant feelings? Because it's pleasant, you know. I said, when you have pleasant feeling, when you start to think, how am I going to prolong my present feeling? Then you're no longer present, isn't it? You're no longer here. You're not really being with what you're experiencing now. So accepting itself, like you be able to be with what you're experiencing now. You stay. It's okay. Because when you start to see that, then you start to, this is how, where you start to develop your confidence, your faith in yourself. Because you know that, no big deal. Because you know that things come and go. Even fear when they come to, when the fear arises, hit to the maximum points, itself will subside by itself. So if you go through the experience, stay, you know, that non-reactive awareness of what you're experiencing right now, just stay. You know, then you observe the arising up to the maximum point when it subsides. Then you realize actually no big deal. Whatever comes, even pleasant feeling comes, will go. Anything come, go, come and go. But the problem is we mess around so much. So when unpleasant comes, we want it to go away immediately. Actually, you don't have to do anything. Unpleasantness will go. And now, of course, pleasant feelings also will go. It will not stay forever. So while we have it, we make the most of it. But not start to think, how can I get it more? Then you miss it, isn't it? You know that. So a lot of people, when I said that, you know, you're running, we constantly running away from present moment. And people say, how can I run away from present moment? Especially it's pleasant. I said, if you think of how to, you know, make your present feeling stay, you know, then I said, you're no longer present, isn't it? You miss it. So is that answer your questions? Okay. Is there any more questions or comments? Yes.
Ajahn Hasapada, regarding the question of confidence, you know, which was asked earlier, mm-hmm. how to balance up, you know, low self-esteem and over self-confidence, yeah. Don't you think we have to be flexible too in our confidence, you know, depending on this outside situation, you know. Mm-hmm. Certain situations, we can have confidence to deal with it. Certain things, we have to be careful, we don't overdo it, you know. We might find ourselves in problem too, you know. So we have to, mm-hmm. the balance is depending, I mean, it has to be depending on that situation too. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but to balance that, uh-huh. you have to have the clarity, you have to be able to see that.
Yes, the situation.
Yeah, you have to have the clarity to see the situation.
Yes, yes,
if you haven't got the clarity, mm-hmm. you don't even know you're confused.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, that's that first step. You have to develop present moment, practice present moment awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Be present, stay. Just okay, whatever experience. Because how many of us can stay in present moment? People think that it's very easy to do. I can tell you it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people eating. Actually, you're not really with eating. You're thinking something else. Maybe sometimes you're talking to someone, your mind goes somewhere else. To be with what we are right now is not easy.
Mm.
So there's a lot of people think that present moment awareness is easy. Actually, the basic is the most difficult part. Once you establish your basic, once you have the foundation, actually, that is easier. Because if you be able to stay present, then when you meditate, you'll be able to stay with the object for a long, long time. So if you're unable to stay with your stay in present moment, it's very difficult. How come you establish your mindfulness to be able to stay with the object for a long, long time? Not long enough. Because if you be able to stay with the object for long enough, then you started when your mind stay, then you build up your energy. So as your energy build up, your piti sukha arises. You have a loss of joy and happiness. So that's why people think that present moment awareness is easy, not easy. How many of us really be able to be in, you know, stay in present moment awareness? You know, even sometimes people eating, they start thinking other things, they're not really with what they're doing, you know? It's difficult. So that's why sometimes you have to start with the practice, and this is how the more clarity you are, and then this is how you started to see that how much suffering it costs you with big ego. You can see, even low self-esteem also is big ego, both is ego. If your low self-esteem is also big ego, because you attach to the identity who you are, good or bad. That is the attachment. How you view yourself, you know, the attachment, how you identify yourself, that's come from that, you know. So that's why you have to develop that. If without the clarity, you can't see yourself, it's difficult, you know. And it's okay when you see yourself, you have big ego, you say, sadhu, sadhu, yeah, I've got big ego, fine, you know. Yeah. So any more questions or comments? No? Going, gone. Bhakti Panam Bhagavato.